After the thieves were captured, archaeologists decided to keep digging where they had left off. Buried 10 meters under the sand, they found a burial complex for 3 dentists who worked in the service of the pharaoh during Egypt's Old Kingdom. Archaeologists could identify the profession of the deceased as dentists by the signatory tooth under each hieroglyphic title on the tomb walls. The discovery dates the practice of dental hygiene in ancient Egypt back almost 5,000 years. Until now, there has been only one other reference to a dentist in ancient Egypt. His name was found engraved on a tomb wall, also signed with a tooth. Egypt's director of antiquities, Zahi Hawass, says the latest discovery is important because it not only offers greater proof that dentistry was practiced in pharaonic times, it also indicates the respect the king had for those who treated him. Hawass says the dentist's burial next to the king's pyramid indicates they were being honored for their service.
I believe that the discovery of the cemetery of the dentist is very unique. I don't think that anything like this has been found before. All of these dentists are buried together in one place. It seemed that the king gave them the privilege to be buried beside him.
The discovery was made in an area known as Saqqara, which is 8 kilometers outside of Cairo. It is perched high above Cairo on a desert plateau that stretches for 70 kilometers around the bustling metropolis. It is the site of Egypt's oldest pyramid, the Step Pyramid. Because of its many pyramids and buried tombs, Saqqara has been described as a giant necropolis, and the sands around the pyramids are believed to be teeming with artifacts. Egyptologists estimate that only 30% of the area has been explored. Antiquities inspector Ashraf Mohiuddin was part of the team that uncovered the dentist tombs, as well as the curse on the outside door, warning them not to enter.
Down there, we can see the crocodile and the snake, and we have hieroglyphs. Ref, ech, er, che, her, shoot, mu. It says, if you are going to enter my tomb, the crocodile will attack you. The snake will bite you. He believes the crocodile, the snake, will be the guardians of his tomb. Like nowadays, you got a dog in your house to protect you, you know? The house, the same idea. We get the snake, we get the crocodile to be the guardians of his tomb.
The reliefs on the tomb walls show the chief dentist had interests besides treating the pharaoh. They show him and his family sailing, playing games, as well as presenting offerings to the dead. This time of year, archaeologists are very busy in Egypt, and excavation of the just-discovered tombs is at the top of their agenda. The archaeologists hope they will soon find other artifacts that will give them more insight into the lives of ancient Egyptians. Leslie Bochter for VOA News, Cairo.